Thank you, Robin. We have our next batch of news items covering a church, the YMCA, a post office, and a young entrepreneur growing and selling garden produce. A city centre shop that sat empty for more than a year has welcomed new tenants. The new YMCA shop had opened its doors to customers after moving into the old Shoe Zone store, which closed in January 2022. The shop becomes the charity's third in Norwich, joining those located in Castle Quarter and Anglia Square. A young person living at YMCA's Norwich Central accommodation near Norwich bus station cut the tape to mark the occasion with staff and customers watching on. Since opening the pub to the public on June the 9th, the young people at YMCA Central accommodation have been getting involved with volunteering. The shop is open 7 days a week between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
A medieval church has morphed into a cool spot to help people stay in the shade and connect while temperatures begin to soar in the city. Reverend Annie Blythe from St George's Church in Colgate set up the spot in October 2022 with Brian O'Connell for those struggling to heat their homes due to the energy crisis. But as Norwich has basked in some early summer temperatures, the spot is now being turned into a space offering people a cool space with a warm welcome. Norfolk Community Foundation has helped fund Reverend Blythe's project with £5,600, enabling the spot to continue running every Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Reverend Blythe said, "We're keeping this a comfortable temperature without using any energy in air conditioning." Last year, AG Clay pleaded for people to look after the elderly during the country's heat wave, while there were a recorded 2,800 excess deaths of over 65s nationwide last year due to the heat.
The closure of a post office on the outskirts of Norwich has prompted a search for a new site. Eaton Post Office, based inside the Cellar House pub, is set to close soon. The closure, which comes after more than 7 years of service, has been met with alarm from both Eaton locals and those in the surrounding areas. But now the search is on to find a new site for those in the area, with Cringleford Parish Council's Willow Centre earmarked as a potential destination. The proposals, which were discussed earlier this week at the authority's monthly council meeting, divided opinion, with Chairman Trevor Wang voicing his concerns that a post office could distract the council from its core function. Councillor Simon Chapman said, "The loss of the post office is bad for Cringleford. While we don't have the capacity to run a post office here, we do have the capacity to bring people together. We could ask the public in order to find a proposal that could work. It is understood Post Office Limited will continue to search for a new premise in the area."
Hearing of a pub donating 1,000 toothbrushes to local children has seen a city MP slam the dental misery that many are suffering under the current government. Norwich South MP Clive Lewis bemoaned the lack of NHS spaces in dental practices after hearing about the work of NR2 pub The Garden House. The pub has become well known for its work within the community and recently held a meal to welcome Ukrainian families that have settled in the area after the outbreak of the war with Russia. Landlord Jonathan Child said, "When we helped the council with two big family feeds, the council officers said something about toothbrushes. I could not believe people did not have toothbrushes, so we did the usual Garden House thing, a charity quiz night, a raffle, and we got 1,000 toothbrushes." Norfolk has been described as a dental desert, with one NHS dentist for about every 2,600 people living in the region. And recently, the British Dental Association has called for major government intervention, stating NHS dentistry needs a rescue plan.
A new scheme to help families spread the cost of paying for pantomime tickets has been welcomed. Norwich Theatre has introduced the new payment option to make live theatre more accessible amid the cost of living crisis. Panto Payments gives the audience the option to spread the cost of their tickets across 3 consecutive months instead of paying all in one go. It is free to use with no added interest. This year's Panto at Norwich Theatre Royal is Sleeping Beauty, starring Joe Trassini. Panto Payments apply to audience members who spend £45 or more on tickets for this year's Panto. The initial payment must be at least a third of the overall cost. Sleeping Beauty runs from December the 9th to January the 7th, with standard tickets starting from £20.50 for under-18s and £25.50 for adults. Mr. Crocker added, "It is an incredibly special time at the theatre when generations of families come together to enjoy a real treat."
A front garden stall owned by a young entrepreneur in Cossey has introduced new produce that the popular Nut Kid has grown himself. Folk have been able to shop at Tyler's Thurston's Fruit and Nut Shop in Stafford Avenue throughout all seasons. Tyler's dad, Gary Thurston, owner of his own gardening company, said, "We've been growing lots of chilies, rhubarb, potatoes, pumpkins, peas, tomatoes and cucumbers. We have a lemon tree and grapes growing as well." As well as this, Tyler and his dad have started a pot rehoming centre too. Gary said, "It means people can drop off old pots they don't need anymore, and people who do need pots can come and grab some." All of the growing to stock his stall has given 8-year-old Tyler many new skills, making his parents very proud. He said, "It's amazing how one little seed can make so many things." His dad said he has really enjoyed learning about how things grow. This week, Scotch bonnet chili plants, jalapeno chili plants, Big Jim chili plants, rhubarb and nerine bulbs will be available from the stall.